this hour, though, with President Trump's executive order issued late Friday, as hundreds of protesters gathered at Sky Harbor Airport on Sunday. Immigration lawyers were there yesterday, ready to give legal help to immigrants.
This response comes after President Trump's executive order created a lot of uncertainty at airports following his ban on immigrants and refugees from seven countries. Ruben Reyes is the chair for the Arizona chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. He says their team is ready to defend immigrant rights, and the show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Reyes this morning. Lauren, what did he see at Sky Harbor last night?
So he said they didn't hear of anyone being turned away at Sky Harbor yesterday, but they reached out to families who were waiting for people to deplane. They wanted to make sure that anyone who was affected by this executive order knew they could reach out to them for help. So I asked him what issues he thinks this will raise for people here in Arizona.
Well, you know, to take it on the most micro level, you know, we're separating families who had no expectation of that happening. We are sending a message in terms of security, economics, and maybe the limitation of travel from American citizens to other countries based on a retaliatory measure taken on by these other nations. I think we're also sending a very strong message, both within and without, in terms of the uncertainty and the shoot from the hip, think later kind of acting and actions that this administration is capable of, and all this within the first 10 days of his administration. So I think it's kind of created a real sense of unease in terms of what do we expect moving forward now that we've, I think, kind of seen a gross overreach with very little input from its own agencies and departments. So I think we as Americans, myself, my members as attorneys, and I'm sure the ACLU and others are really studying the actions of this administration so that we can prepare ourselves, because we see this as just an initial volley. This is not the end of it. This is the beginning. And it gives us a good sense of how this administration both takes advice and takes criticism on its proposals.
Right. In terms of this uncertainty you mentioned, what can you tell your clients now who may be immigrants or refugees or here on visas or green cards? What can you advise them now?
So the general guidance that we have is that if you are a dual national, a non-immigrant visa holder, a green card holder, and your country, your nationality is any one of these, or you are one step removed, so your parents were Iranian, but you were born in the UK and you've come here on an immigrant visa, is to not leave, is to defer travel. Well, if you have individuals who are coming in from any one of these affected countries, it would make sense to have them fly into Boston, where a federal judge has granted, I think, the strongest stay, which grants counsel to these individuals who are on secondary inspection. And the rumors are everywhere. So reach out to a competent immigration attorney so that before you do anything, you're advised of the risks when, you know, you are taking, whether in leaving or if your family is due to arrive, to best plan that arrival and to have people ready for them when they do get here. We're not sure in terms of how far and how long these temporary restraining orders will be granted for. Some are for as little as 7 days. So it's a good time to act quickly, deliberately, with counsel, and to not make any decisions based on rumor or innuendo. It's important for them to be informed. Mm-hmm. And finally, don't panic. You know, I think oftentimes when we're fearful is when we make some of the least informed decisions. So get some good counsel. AILA has 14,000 members throughout the globe, and we are all on top of this. We have been getting nonstop updates for the past 36 hours mm-hmm. on the development. So that would be some general advice I would give individuals who are either here planning on leaving or have family who are planning on coming.
All right. Ruben Reyes with the Arizona chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you.